You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show at 6:06 a.m. It is Friday. We have beer for breakfast coming up a little bit later. We have got so much fun stuff on the show today.
Yeah, today we've got some really good beer. It's from our friends at Prairie Artisan Ales called Imaginary Friends.
Very nice.
It's a... Yeah. What their brewer doesn't want to call a hazy IPA, but it's a hazy IPA.
So we'll be drinking that here on Beer for Breakfast. Then we'll also be drinking that on Sunday out at Ace's Nails. And then we'll also probably have some on Saturday just because it's the weekend. And then
I've got two growlers full in our office
now. Oh, my.
So it's... We could get this turned up if we want.
Ian, I know that you're excited. We're here in studio today for the first time in a long time on a Friday.
I'm ecstatic, to be honest with you.
Ian comes rolling in. He's like, guys, I'm so excited you're here. It's been so lonely on Fridays because we've been doing the broadcast out of Legacy Stadium for the entire summer.
Yeah, like
seems like it.
For
yeah,
months.
Like 4 months.
And so we're back here in studio, and it feels nice.
It's good to be with you.
Yeah, 5 days a week, buddy.
Love it. Love it.
See, I would be happier if I was the only one here, you know?
Well, that's because you're antisocial.
No, man, I'm just saying I wouldn't have to wear pants.
What?
Well, you're not wearing pants now.
Why are you making direct eye contact with it, Dave?
Oh, I did.
It winked. So good news, bad news. What do you want to start with?
Bad news.
All right. So the bad news is... What should have been a good news situation, a pregnant mom-to-be over in China was entering her third trimester. So, you know, talking about 6-7 months into the process.
You're a good chunk of the way through.
Right.
Yeah.
She believed that she had some simple stomach issues, maybe upset stomach.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she quickly decided, this seems a little bit more than just an upset stomach. And so she went to the emergency department at a hospital over there. And the doctors performed an ultrasound. And they discovered that the baby... had kicked and tore the uterine wall.
Oh! Oh,
the unborn baby had kicked a hole in her womb?
Yes.
Whoa!
Within 5 minutes, rushed into surgery for an emergency C-section with the possibility of the mother experiencing an internal bleed and going into shock. Baby safely delivered within 10 minutes. Both the mom and the newborn are doing well.
So you're telling me, Dave, an unborn child over in China... is already better at soccer than the entire U.S. men's team.
That's right.
They set up the World Cup to let us in, and we still fail.
Ooh,
shame.
Bad news for...
But for real, you need to make this kid a soccer player.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Kickball champion of the future at
minimum. That's going to be the worst kid ever. It's like you already hate your mom and you're not even born.
You have been a pain ever since you were... Not even an infant. An embryo.
You think that the mom is going to be hanging that over the kid's head?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Forever.
You almost murdered me before you were born, you little monster.
No one kicking me.
Here's the good news for us today. Las Vegas, almost 2 weeks removed from what can only be described as a terrible tragedy, continues to respond like a world-class city. Sunrise Hospital brought the music of some survivors and hospital staff who helped care for the victims as they continue to heal from gunshot wounds, both physically and mentally. There's a group called Musicians on Call. It's a nonprofit organization bringing live and recorded music to the bedsides of hospital patients. And in this case, obviously with the festival that happened, a lot of country artists are stepping up and they want to help out. They brought four country acts, two of which performed at the festival, to serenade a special crowd right there at the hospital.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I saw pictures of it. And it wasn't like some big to-do production. Like, they set up, there's like a little teeny 1-foot-tall stage in a room that could be used just for like staff announcements.
Oh.
But country artists came in, they set up, and there was all these people in the room that, you know, everyone from nurses to doctors to people that were obviously patients that had come out of their rooms. And just really cool to see people taking time out of what I can only assume are their very busy schedules to travel to Las Vegas and do these performances for people that just really need some encouragement. So really, really cool.
That is awesome. Great news.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just to like take their mind off of things for you know, a couple
anything
of
that you can do. You know, like that's
and the fact that there's a group called Musicians on Call. I mean, because you think about all the countless selfless hours that you know doctors and nurses put in, but For musicians, I mean, they pick up a guitar and play and they sing. That's what they do. But they're taking that contribution and they're giving it back in a very important time. So bravo to all of those artists over there. And also all of the amazing staff, the first responders and the nurses and doctors that we've heard so much about that have been caring for these people. The hospitals, in some cases, trying to find ways to either totally eliminate or at least partially alleviate the expenses that come with it.
St. Rose Dominican did yesterday. We talked about that.
And then, I don't know if you heard this, Zappos, which these guys are amazing. As sad as it is to think that there's a lot of funeral costs, obviously, they have stepped up and said that they will cover all of the funeral costs for all 58 people.
Yep.
Again, just to like take their mind off
the city
has
done a lot for them,
yeah.
And to see them, you know, come back and reinvest in the community and help out in a time of need, it's awesome to
Zappos
see that.
Is great, man. They've been a huge part of this community for a long time. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to be honest, I haven't bought anything on Zappos in quite some time. Because, you know, Amazon, of course, has come along, and that's where I buy most of my stuff. I'm going to go buy some shoes on Zappos today.
Yeah.
Just out of principle.
Okay.
I don't even need any shoes. Maybe I'll
What are you becoming, a sneakerhead like Bella Hadid now? You're like, that's dope.
Listen, bro, ones? I just want to be fresh, homeboy.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, if you want to get a message in on the voicemail, it is Friday the 13th after all.
It is. And in October,
ooh.
So this is like the extra spooky Friday the 13th.
It's so spooky.
702-889-7352.
You even said that number spooky.
Oh, it was the scariest number I've ever read. Top stories also coming up. Alex Trebek from Jeopardy said the words dick tree on his show. What's the context? I don't know. We'll try to figure it out together. Yeah, I know. It happened.
All right.
Audio coming up.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So Chris Martin, lead singer of Coldplay, has a new fling. He was spotted on a sushi dinner date in L.A. with 50 Shades of Grey actress Dakota Johnson.
Okay.
The pair were, quote, cozy, laughing, and affectionate at a table for
Did
two.
You ever see the sequel to that crappy movie?
Did you see the first one?
I saw the first one.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well.
Hmm.
You didn't?
No.
You didn't read the books either?
No. I read like a few sentences.
Ian, it seems like you would have read those books and or seen the movies.
No, actually.
Really? Okay.
I haven't.
All right.
I flipped through the first couple of pages just like Sylvia. I was working at Barnes & Noble when those books actually came out. And I remember the pandemonium behind it.
What was your job at Barnes & Noble?
I was working the register.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I bet those hours were long, huh?
I enjoyed it, Dave. I like working at a bookstore. It was
because
nice.
you're such a positive guy.
Like, exactly.
You find that the joy in everything. But I just imagine standing there waiting for somebody to come up and buy a book.
Well, he could read books in the meantime.
Could you?
Yeah.
You could read books on the...
I was reading books in between.
Actually, bookstores are awesome. They're so much fun.
Are they? When's the last time you're in a bookstore?
A couple months ago.
Wow.
Wow. I mean,
when was the last time you were in a bookstore, Dave?
Oh, actually, I went to a bookstore with my wife about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to buy a book that was like some specialty book for a gift for a friend.
I was going to say like a coffee table book.
Yeah. But when's the last time that I went to a bookstore to buy a book that I wanted? I mean.
Who was in office when?
Clinton the first time?
Man.
I don't know.
Oh,
who knows, man?
All right.
No, but like
who
the
bookstores or is the internet?
Well, I know, but there's like little activity areas and there's like a coffee shop inside the bookstore.
I remember when I was, you know,
there's books too.
Like a teenager.
And then there's books.
I used to go to Barnes & Noble regularly because that was kind of the spot where you would hang out and you'd they had like a little coffee shop before Starbucks was a thing that was in there and you'd have your little coffee and you'd read a book or whatever, but that was, you know, again, pre-internet. So, I don't know.
What about you, Mahoney?
I was in a bookstore probably 2-3 months ago.
Okay.
I don't know. Occasionally, I like to go and just browse.
I get it. I'm the dumb one that doesn't read books.
No, I admit that all I read is trash. I read fantasy, sci-fi garbage. That, you know, I mean,
it's still a book.
At least you're reading.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, you're stimulating your brain.
I did order a history book off of Amazon, though. I mean, but that's where I do most of it. It's Amazon in this day and age. It's just so easy to order everything on Amazon. It comes right to your house.
So a New York City man walked into a Queens Hospital emergency room having walked 5 blocks with a knife in his chest.
Oh.
He had been stabbed in the heart.
Mm.
Oh, no.
He is in critical condition, but looks to be... at least for now, making a recovery.
That sounds like a song, though.
Yeah, did the ER doctor
look? Five blocks with a knife in my heart.
No, it's
knife through the heart, and you're too late.
You give love. You give nothing a bad name.
Yeah.
So if it had only been New Jersey instead of New York. Did he live?
He's still alive for now. Critical condition. But yeah.
I mean, that's bold.
To walk 5 blocks, even without a
knife
in your
heart.
And
no one helped him? Like, no one, like, saw him?
I don't know if I'm going to help a guy with a knife in his heart.
You called 911.
Well, he's already on the way to the hospital.
Well, then people don't know that.
Ambulance isn't going to be there quicker.
I feel like that's a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Yeah.
In New York.
Yeah.
But glad to hear that he's doing okay.
Southwest Airlines, which we love here in Las Vegas. They're very convenient.
Mm-hmm.
They just announced that they're going to be flying to Hawaii.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I guess.
No, I mean, like, I just, you know, the seats sometimes are a little.
Southwest is really great for, like, puddle jumpers from here to L.A. or San Fran or, you know, even halfway across the country, like Chicago or Houston or whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
But if, like, you're talking, like, 4, 5, 6 hours.
Isn't it, like, a 6-hour flight from here to Hawaii?
Yeah, it's a long way.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I flew, like, a budget airline when I went over to Greece last year or earlier this year.
Why would you do that?
Well, because my girlfriend booked it. And she's
the girl that you refer to as that cheap bitch.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The one who you know, is good with money.
The only reason why you have a roof over your head.
Yeah, not the one who's in a, you know, mountainous pile of debt like myself.
Yeah.
But we flew over there and then we spent 11 hours or 12 hours on a plane from here to London.
That's a long time.
That was like the size. It was slightly bigger than a Southwest seat. So with the new Southwest ones, it's like if you get an old one, my knees aren't like rammed into the.
Yeah, because you're a tall guy.
Are you saying the newer ones they shrunk the seat size?
They shrunk it a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
So the older ones sometimes there's a little bit more room. So I don't know. Like if I was 2 inches shorter, life would be much better. But. It's just so uncomfortable being this tall.
Aww.
And handsome.
Yeah. Aww. It's tough, yeah.
Just getting,
it must be rough.
Because everyone's coming over to check if you're okay because you're so handsome.
Yeah.
And then you're just constantly getting asked if you're all right.
It's rough.
Are you all right, Mr. Tall, handsome guy? Well, with my knees bumping into the back of the seat? I mean, it's always close, but it's not like if I was, you know, an inch or two taller, I'm sure it would be even more obnoxious.
And
if I was,
do people check on you?
Yeah, just because they're like, is Quasimodo okay back there? You look sick, sir.
Here's a barf bag for your face.
You're like, I don't even feel sick.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Do you ever feel like the people that come up with the questions on Jeopardy are just trying to mess with Alex Trebek and get him to say stuff that he shouldn't say?
Yes, it's much like Family Feud, but smarter.
Yeah,
you know, but they're family, at this point. They've been doing it for 40 years. They're like, let's come up with something
provocative that's going to make the headlines. But
let's make him rap.
I mean, whoever the writer was that was sitting around is like, let's get Alex Trebek to say, "Dick Tree." I applaud you.
Tree 2000 slang for a detective. Austin,
what is a a dick?
No. I know nothing about a dick tree, but there is a gum tree.
Gumshoe.
Or gumshoe.
I've seen one before.
So that
was. All right.
Tree 2000. Slang for a detective. Austin.
What is a. A dick?
No. I know nothing about a dick tree.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So if you're a fan of the WNBA, I have some really good news for you. Is there any big fans of the WNBA in the room?
No.
The San Antonio Stars of the WNBA are moving to Las Vegas.
Oh,
yeah.
So we're going to get a WNBA.
That's right.
Team in here.
Okay. And there's been a lot of chatter about them building a basketball arena.
Yeah.
Yes.
On like Sahara and Las Vegas Boulevard, mm-hmm. where the old Wet n Wild used to be.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, maybe they put the WNBA there and that just sort of opens the door for an NBA team as well.
Maybe. Mahoney's not impressed.
I mean, all right.
Possible venues right now. T-Mobile Arena, which seems a little big. The MGM Grand Garden. And then Thomas and Mack and the Orleans Arena.
I hope they do well.
Mm-hmm.
We will support.
It is the San Antonio Stars of the WNBA. They have been sold for an undisclosed price to an undisclosed buyer and will move to Las Vegas, according to an ESPN report.
Did the owner have a bad night of blackjack?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying, you know, lose a bunch of money, now we get their team.
Oh, the owner of the store.
Yeah.
Previously, yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's cool. Exciting, right?
Hey,
it's
he's excited.
Ian, are you?
I am excited. I love basketball. So,
have you ever been to a WNBA game?
No. Okay. I've been to a Harlem Globetrotters game, though.
Okay. Harlem Globetrotters are fun.
Who won?
The Globe, right?
Okay.
They always win?
Tomato, tomato.
They always win.
Now, the Washington Generals won, like, once.
Did they?
Yeah.
What?
It's garbage.
Yeah. I'm excited for this, though. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys want to go to a game with me?
No.
Please?
No.
Please?
I'm not an NBA fan.
I'll buy.
In general.
Have you ever been to an NBA game?
Yeah, I went to a bunch of Rockets games.
They're a blast, man.
Really? Yeah. The seats were, like, at least down in Houston, when we went, like, the seats were, like, $200 a pop, man. They were ridiculous. Not even good seats.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. I mean, I'm sure the WNBA seats will not be
$200. You regularly talk about how you used to blow your money without any sort of remorse whatsoever when you were living in Houston.
Yes, but I could go to four baseball games instead of one basketball game and get amazing seats behind home plate.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Curmudgeon. WNBA is coming to town. What? Ian, I'll go with you, man.
There you go. Thank you.
You will be the only two people there.
Friends again.
We'll go.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All new blooper reel is coming up. Also checking the voicemail for the first time here in a couple of minutes. 702-889-7352. Dave, if you want to get a message in there, yes.
I just came across a story.
Oh, boy.
That is going to be groundbreaking for you.
Oh.
Nicolas Cage.
Oh!
Is
my
now
goodness.
A snack food. In Japan.
Nick Cage alert.
What?
Nick Cage alert. Nick Cage alert.
Oh,
Nick
Cage alert.
And he had no idea that was happening.
He didn't know they were using his face. Oh, no.
Dollar Loan Center presents X107.5's Holiday Havoc. Featured artist, The Killers.
Ian, I think you'll appreciate this. John on Twitter said, guys, just so you know, the Generals have beaten the Globetrotters 6 times in total. 6 times in total.
Whoa!
So, can we stop all of this? The Globetrotters are better than the Generals talk now. Thank you.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
It's National Band Awareness Month.
Message deleted.
It's National Blind Awareness Month. I wonder who that could have been.
Ivan's just distraught that he's not going to be our World Cup correspondent this year because the U.S. did not make it into the World Cup.
He actually posted that on Twitter earlier today. He said, now that the horrible U.S. men's soccer team isn't making the World Cup, my correspondent position is in serious jeopardy. Yeah, I don't think anyone cares how Trinidad is doing in the World Cup.
Sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
Sorry. Sorry, maybe, all you soccer fans out there.
Maybe next
4 years.
4 years from now.
Ooh.
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 Maybe the Gold Cup?
Yeah, maybe.
Is that in 2 years?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday to you all. Somebody in that studio is looking exceptionally well today. You know who you are. Anyways, my question is to Ian. Ian, you've just been promoted to boss. No more bossy Rossi's biatch. Your first duty is to give either Sylvia, Mahoney, or Dave a pay raise. Which one of them are you giving a pay raise to?
Message deleted.
Bah!
You already know the answer to that.
Mahoney.
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Because I feel, well, he owes you guys money too, so really I'm doing you guys a favor if he owes you money because I'm giving him money.
He's not going to give us money.
I don't owe Dave money anymore.
Oh, you don't?
No, I paid him back.
He paid me back, but the tab just started running again. So
yeah, we still got 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
we got 2 weeks before I got to pay that back.
Yeah, Mahoney definitely deserves it.
Well, thank you, and I would split it with you.
You are the worst.
Thank you, Mahoney. Yeah.
I would work extra hard for you. You being the boss,
I know that.
I would put in at least 4 hours a day worth of work.
Ooh.
Oh wow! So you double the amount of work that you're doing now.
Yeah,
huh?
Pretty much. Yeah, right. How long is your show again?
one more time here. I want to try something here with the music beds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Just see how it affects the way that these messages sound. So
okay.
Let's just take this from the top here.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday to you all. Somebody in that studio is looking exceptionally well today. You know who you are.
Okay. Sounds pretty sexy.
That's kind of nice, right?
I mean, you know, I did shower today.
One more time.
Please leave a message after the
tone. Gotta be talking about me.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Friday to you all. Somebody in that studio is looking exceptionally well today. You know who you are.
Dave Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, that second one makes him sound like he wanted to, like, you look exceptionally well done.
You look exceptionally well.
Actually,
when I'm wearing you as a coat.
I think both sound sexy.
It's not quite coat weather yet.
Yeah. No, this morning was kind of chilly.
Yeah, it's chilly. I got a little coat on.
It's
going to
be warm this weekend.
No, I've been excited for coat weather. And you can tell Ian, who's a Midwest kid, he's got a lot of coats.
I got my coat back there.
He's had a different coat on every day this week.
How many coats do you own?
I got a lot of coats.
A lot of coats, man.
I got a lot of coats.
From Wisconsin. What do you expect? You wear coats for like 9 months
out of
the year.
Yeah, but you live in Las Vegas now.
I slept in a coat last night.
Did you?
What?
No, I'm joking.
Oh.
But I got a lot of coats. All right, maybe.
All right. So weird.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So I actually had somebody approach me the other day. They're like, you know, I don't know if I really like the blooper reel. I feel like everyone messes up. And I said, you know, I don't know if everyone messes up as much as we mess up. I feel like if there's one thing that we're really good at, it's blowing it.
Did you just punch him straight in the face?
I tried to, but I missed.
Like, no. Shut up, man. We don't have much content. This is what we got.
Here's an all-new blooper reel.
It's the blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
Good job getting a bucket. Oh!
If that's the little girl that I met on Saturday, she is the cutest little girl ever. Yeah, she's adorable.
She is the cutest little girl ever.
Boy, was he naked.
Yeah, he's quite naked.
We all saw him really naked.
He kind of looks like he's made out of clay.
Kind of. Yeah, look like clay / Play-Doh.
You forgot to leave it in the kiln too long.
Yeah, like if Whoopi Goldberg had passed out while sculpting that thing with Patrick Swayze and Ghost.
It was Demi Moore.
Whatever.
Brown and...
Somebody pooped that tub.
Oh, man.
How do you clog a tub?
I mean, I've seen clubs or tubs get clogged, but it's usually if you're with somebody who's got very long hair, clubs or tubs...
Just one request for you. Please take it easy on Mahoney. His fragile eagle can't handle another beatdown. If you're going to beat him...
No. My ego's just fine.
Did you say eagle?
Eagle.
Dave, my ego is Teflon.
It's fragile eagle.
Nothing sticks to it.
What's going on?
His fragile eagle.
It's the blooper reel.
Tony, I'm going to let you hang out here. Let's go ahead and bring Mahoney the baloney pony back in, and let's see if he can do any
better. Oh, I like that.
Careful. Right. Don't let him see your computer screen. He's a cheat.
How'd Larry do?
His name is not Larry. It's Tony. Mahoney, if you'd be so kind, please leave the room at this
time.
I got
some questions for Dave, or whatever his name was beforehand.
Tony?
Yeah, whatever.
Tony?
Shut up. Walter.
No, it's Tony.
It's like plastered all over everything. Yep. So that's something that's always going to be attached to him, even if these claims are unfounded.
Always.
So employment opportunities, if you are seeking some work in our great state, the city of Fallon, Nevada is accepting applications for the position of meter reader. So you get to be a meter reader. Starting salary, $12.12 per hour.
Okay.
Plus paid holidays, vacation, sick leave, and 100% employer paid retirement.
Oh, nice.
That's not that bad,
that's pretty good.
And sick leave.
Because you were the chick that he chose to do cocaine off of? Like, that doesn't...
Yes.
That's insane to me. What are you talking about? That he chose to do cocaine off of?
Always.
Yes, little girl.
Your
little girl ever.
Yes.
Eagle?
Yes.
Did he choose?
Yes.
Did he choose?
Yes.
Chosen to do cocaine off of?
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
top stories on the way. Also, our five favorite audio clips of the week in the Friday Five. It is all coming up next. Also, we have your chance to get set up with a gift card for this Sunday, the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party at Aces and Ales. We're going to be drinking beer, watching football. We'd love to have you join us. Your chance to get set up with that gift card is coming up next.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I get it. Sometimes shenanigans happen on a school bus. And in this particular case, the old man was having none of it. Somebody allegedly threw a bottle out of the school bus and hit his car.
This video is unreal. Oh. He jumps on the front of the school bus.
And he won't let go. And the driver's screaming at him to let go. And he starts driving. And the old man refuses because, again, he is having none of some little whippersnapper throwing a bottle at his car.
Get off the bus. Yeah, good. Good, you call. No. Get off the bus. Get off the bus.
I feel like it was fairly irresponsible of the driver to start driving with the old man attached to the front of the bus. Like that's
because
just
something
a,
could happen.
That's a circumstance where you need to go ahead and stop and call the police and let them sort it out.
It's
because
really,
cooler heads have not prevailed
on either side. Right. The old guy has lost his mind.
Well, did we?
But
know?
The bus driver, you know, I mean, wondering if like I'm in fear of this guy getting crazy and trying to get on the bus, but. It just escalated the situation.
Do we know?
You know,
who?
And it would be really traumatizing because you hit like a pothole, the old guy flies off, and then you run him over.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
But do
be
we
terrible.
Know who threw the bottle?
It was one of the kids on the bus.
Oh, okay.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, it's.
I remember being on a bus one time coming back from a cross-country meet.
Yeah.
All of us. Highly tuned athletes were on this bus. As you can imagine, the testosterone was flowing through the cross-country team.
Oh.
somebody threw a bottle out of the back windows of the bus, and it shattered. And you saw a car behind us like swerve all over the road. They ended up being okay, but the bus driver was having none of it and pulled over to the side of the road.
Spank him?
And he's like, we're not moving until you tell me who threw that bottle out of the back. And it was like a standoff for 2 hours until finally somebody cracked. And they ratted out the kid.
Oh, man.
You had big trouble. I mean, you could send a car careening off the road.
Yes, you can kill somebody. Yeah. It's like throwing stuff off an overpass. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do
that. Also, just, you know, rat on your buddy immediately.
Yeah, just sell them out right away.
Yeah, because I got places to go. Yeah, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
We just got done running.
Like,
yeah.
We need a carb load, man, on the backside, too. So Adam White of Winchester University interviewed 30 straight male students, and of the 30 men questioned, 28 of them said that they would rather discuss emotional issues with their friends instead of their significant others.
I believe it.
The outcome of the study is that bromances are more emotionally rewarding than relationships with wives and girlfriends for a lot of guys.
I love you, dude.
I love you, bro, Montana.
I love you, Holmes.
I love you, Brosif Goebbels.
I love you, Machacha.
I love you, Tico Brohe.
28 out of 30.
Experts found that men felt less judged by their close male friends than by their girlfriends. They also found it easier to solve conflicts and speak openly about their emotions in their bromances.
Mm.
Social conventions of the past, perhaps, you know, like, oh, you're being gay or whatever, have receded a lot over the years.
I'm
and
just
so,
wondering if it's because they feel less judged because your guy friend will probably experience the same thing that you experienced or the same thing that you're going through.
See, I'm one of the Maybe. Two. I would be one of the two. I don't want to talk about feelings with guy friends.
Yeah, see, I prefer to keep it all of my feelings bottled up with everyone.
Oh, and then explode?
Yeah, and then freak out. And
I mean,
two glasses of scotch.
Yeah, see, no. I feel like...
I feel you, man. I'm the same way.
Your significant other's the way to go on that one, in my opinion, because, I mean, whatever I'm going to say, you're probably going to, you know, have some sort of response or whatever, or you're going to be accepting because you have seen me naked and have, you know, we've engaged in adult relations and you haven't left me yet. So
yet,
I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to talk about it with my guy friends.
Like
just
you
would
like if something was bothering you, you wouldn't like call up Dave.
No,
be like, hey man, I need someone to talk.
Unless
to.
Unless it's something involving the show.
Yeah, I mean he knows that he could. Like Mahoney and I've been through a lot of stuff together over the years, but at the same time, if he's feeling emotional about some nonsense, like some relationship stuff. He's not going to tell me about that, and that's okay.
No, I get relationship stuff. Like, you know.
I'd be there and support him in whatever he needs.
Yeah, but if it was like something real.
But if he was regularly doing that, he's
that's
like,
annoying.
Me and my girlfriend got into a fight. I'd be like, shut up. No one cares. Yeah. Everyone gets into a fight with their significant other from time to time.
No,
stop
I don't mean like relationship stuff. Just like, oh man, I just saw a movie and I want to talk about it.
No.
Sorry, bad connection on the... I got ing out your call later.
But why is the music bad in the background? Still going.
Dang it, busted again.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
By the way, some good news here for Colorado. 2017, their marijuana sales have reached $1 billion in just 8 months.
Hey, Nevada, why don't you worry about us also and start giving that money to schools rather than a rainy day fund? I feel so bamboozled by our state with our sales.
$1 billion. X107.5.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What would you least want really mad at you? A bunch of snakes, a bunch of bees, or a bunch of cops? Because I have a story of each. We'll start here with the
bees?
Cops. We'll start here with the cops because it's a local story,
bees,
all right?
Bees are probably the fastest.
Bees would be bad. So we'll start with the cops here. Las Vegas police are searching for two people who stole a forklift Thursday morning and then tried to use that to steal an ATM in the southwest part of the valley. Metro Police Lieutenant Chris Holmes said the pair stole the forklift and then used it to knock over an ATM near Buffalo and Flamingo. The attempted robbery happened just after 4 a.m. on Thursday. Holmes says the robbers did not manage to take any money and fled the scene. You know, you can't just go pick up an ATM with a forklift and then think that's it, you're going to get away with it. Yeah. I imagine, I don't know, but I imagine that most ATMs probably have some sort of tracking device in them.
GPS. I mean, they have GPS for your dogs now.
Yes, you can microchip your dog. You wouldn't think that they would do that with a machine full of cash.
Well, that, and it's very loud.
Yeah, step one, steal forklift. Step three, profit.
I mean, like,
what's step two?
If you were just joyriding in the forklift, I will tell you, any warehouse job I've ever had.
Oh yeah, real hoot.
Driving the forklift, always fun.
Gotta watch corners though, man. People come right around the corners.
Oh yeah, that's how you get impaled.
Oh man, I've never been on a forklift.
Not yet.
Oh, I want to go.
You're missing out.
Yeah, you really are. Okay, snakes. We'll go to snakes next, since you guys chose that second. Yeah, a lady got bit by a snake and went to the hospital, and they're like, we don't know what bit you. Why don't you take a picture of it and put it on Facebook? Maybe they can help out.
What?
It actually worked.
We headed to the urgent care, and they don't handle snake bites. But they said, post it on Facebook. Somebody will let you know what kind it is and if it's poisonous. And I did, and in 2 seconds, people writing, it's a copperhead. It's a copperhead. It's poisonous. Go to the ER. By now, we're already on the way, and there must have been 50 people waiting in the ER. They took us in immediately.
Well, yeah, you got bit by a copperhead. Why did you go to an urgent care first?
Yeah, you go there if you've got, like, a runny nose or a cough.
Yeah.
Like, when you get bit by a snake, you're like, I don't know if it was poisonous or not, what kind of snake it was.
No, I've never been bit by a poisonous snake, but I imagine that you could probably tell pretty quickly. Like, doesn't your arm or leg or wherever
you get bit,
swell up pretty quickly because of all of the venom?
But why would you get turned away? Like, wouldn't you think that they'd be like, hey... Why don't you
immediately go to the ER where they can help you? They're like, nah, take a picture, put it on Facebook.
Like, no. Like, thank God nothing happened to that lady.
A swarm of angry bees stung 32 students on their way to high school, sending three of them to the hospital in Maryland. Students at the Quince Orchard High School were stung by bees on their way in. The hive is believed to be an off-campus, and crews were searching for the source. Three students taken to the hospital, none of them, thankfully, with life-threatening injuries.
All I can think of is the last scene in My Girl.
What happened?
Yeah, you know, Macaulay Culkin.
No, I've never seen him.
You never saw My Girl?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
Macaulay Culkin.
He dies.
Stung to death by bees. Spoiler.
He dies?
Yes. Yeah. The whole movie is a little love story about these cute little kids falling in love, and then at the end, he gets stung to death by bees.
Yeah.
He gets stung to death by bees.
Yes.
Yep. So
it's horrible. It was scarring.
Oh, tearjerker.
Yeah, enjoy that one.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for the Friday Five, our five favorite audio clips of the week. And this week, it's been pretty good. We've had a lot of really funny audio clips. The first one, though, not so much funny, more cringeworthy. This is the Bella Hadid interview coming in at number five. She was shoe shopping. If you're not familiar with Bella Hadid, beautiful. She's a supermodel.
Yeah.
Has a ton of money. And you wouldn't think she has to do anything
to
try to be cool.
When you're young, rich, and beautiful.
You're kind of already
and famous.
Cool.
That's the trifecta, right?
Yeah. Like yes. you have those three, but then you add famous on top of that. You really don't need to try to be cool.
Well, and she didn't get that memo. She went shoe shopping with Complex, and Complex does a lot of like the trendy, you know,
sneakerhead
type
stuff.
And so she was really trying to play to the audience. And it was just a bomb.
For me, I feel like girls look so sexy in tennis shoes. I think it's like the dopest that you could wear with a dress, you know, with whatever you want. And sneakers on a man is definitely the first thing I look at. So if you're going to have a dope shoe that both guys and girls can wear, I mean, come on. Matching shoes, that's dope.
What are some of your sneaker turnoffs, though?
I'm cool with it, and I don't mind dirty sneakers, but they better be fresh, okay. You know? If homeboy's coming through with these,
right.
It's quiet. It's quiet for him. But like if he comes through in like these,
yeah.
Homeboy's gonna like get it.
This is just embarrassing on so many levels.
I've never really heard her speak before.
Maybe it's better.
Maybe
if she
it's
doesn't.
Good. Yeah. It just be pretty.
Yes. Just
because I've never heard
stop.
Her talk.
It's like when you it's so almost condescending. It's like when you're, it would be like me trying to go on like Def Comedy Jam and do like a Chris Rock style of comedy.
It's not gonna fly.
Not gonna work.
Not for you.
No. Like,
did she say that she was gonna sleep with a guy because he has nice shoes? Is that sort of what she was insinuating there? Is that,
yeah? I believe so.
Okay, all right.
If they're fresh though. If they're not fresh, homeboy is not gonna get it.
All right, so here we go. On to number four. She was feigning excitement. This guy feigning. Not even feigning. He was genuinely displeased, I think. His name's Grant Wall. He's the ESPN commentator for men's soccer and was more than a little dismayed when the men's soccer team did not make it into the World Cup, even though it was basically gifted to us.
By the way, as an ex-player, every single one of those players,
they can take some
nightmares
yep.
for the rest of their lives because this is an utter embarrassment with the amount of money that is in Major League Soccer and in this sport. You can't get a draw, a tie against Trinidad? Max, you don't deserve to go to the World Cup. You kidding me? We can't beat Trinidad on a field that's too wet and too heavy? What are we doing? What are we doing? This is the discussion that's being had. It's remarkable to me when I go in this stupid thing right here at how ignorant people are when the rest of the world, Belgium played Bosnia on a cow pasture, but we can't play in Trinidad with water
Where's
on the
arena?
Field.
Matt,
Iceland, don't have the case. Iceland is the same size as Corpus Christi, Texas, or Anaheim, California. They can figure it out. If the United States can't figure it out, then no business being involved, because if Iceland... An area that small, the size of Corpus Christi, Texas. I have to repeat that because that's an unbelievable reminder saying, how can we not figure this out?
You know what's amazing is that this guy is really passionate about soccer. He's a former player for the men's team. Mm-hmm. So you get why he's passionate. If this was, let's say, that we all lived in Boston and the Patriots had blown this entire season, every sports host in the entire city would have that same sort of take where they're furious, right?
Yeah.
They just could not be more angry and everyone would be right behind him. But because this guy is yelling about soccer, everyone's like, you know what Grant's saying? Man, he's so pissed.
Come on.
Nobody cares though, because it's soccer.
I care, Dave, because I take pride in America and American exceptionalism. We should be winning at everything.
Uh-huh.
How do we win the most medals every year at the Olympics since like the dawn of the Olympics? And we can't be good at soccer.
Because all of the good soccer players go somewhere else to be good at soccer.
No, I mean we have 350 million people here in America.
Yeah.
The country of Trinidad and Tobago or whatever the hell.
Like he just said, it's the size of Corpus Christi, Texas.
1.3 million people, which is about a million people less than there are
here in Las
Vegas.
Henderson.
Yes.
So Henderson just beat the rest of the United States is what you're saying. Yeah.
There was another freak out on that earlier this week or last week when Alexi Lawless came out and was like bagging on the U.S. team. And a lot of people were pissed off at him. Because they're like, how dare he talk about it? And then they go and lose.
Maybe we should be.
You need tough love. You got to stop coddling these players.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
And I want just another reason to go out and drink during the day.
That's right.
And you've ruined that, America, men's soccer team. Shame.
Shame.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The Friday Five rolls on, and just so you can get a mental picture of what's happening here in the studio, we just passed 8 a.m., so of course Mahoney thought it necessary to pour some beers for all of us.
Yeah.
Beer for breakfast is coming up at 9:30 this morning, but we're gonna start sipping. It's a beautiful Friday here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend ahead. The weather's going to be nice.
In that perfect timing where like it's not.
This is my favorite time of year.
It's not too hot, but it's not too cold.
No, it's like
85 is the high today. 79 and sunny. That's the high tomorrow. Mm-hmm. 81 and sunny is the forecast for Sunday, and it's going to continue into next week.
It's going to be a sunny Sunday.
Yeah. The beer that we're drinking today is from Prairie Artisan Ales called Imaginary Friend. It's a hazy IPA that they don't call a hazy IPA.
I can smell it, man.
The nose on this is really, really good. You can get like some melon in there. The fruit on it's pretty good.
Almost like some grapefruit in there.
Oh, yeah. This is a solid IPA. The podcast, we had James from Prairie in the podcast yesterday, and that's up on, you can either check it out on the radio.com app, which is amazing now. It's so much better.
Finally.
It used to suck so bad, and now somebody actually did a good job, and it works. Fantastic. Yeah, so you can stream us, you can download the podcast, or if you're an Android user on that, or if you want to just do it on iTunes, the podcast is up as well.
All right, so here we go. Continuing with the Friday Five, this is number three, and this one, boy, the fallout from old Chris Forrester, the former offensive line coach from Miami, it's been dramatic. He filmed this video himself and then sent it to what we originally thought was an ex-girlfriend. We later find out that she is a model that lives here in Las Vegas. Many people have called her a stripper. Some people have called her a prostitute. We don't really know the truth. All I know is that he should not have sent this video.
She's a model. How dare you?
I'm not saying
anything. I want to see the pictures.
I'm just saying there have been a lot of people on the internet.
Well, I know. That have made assumptions. That.
And even based on her interviews that she did, where she said that he called her looking for a good time, you know, it leads people down a certain path,
you know,
and we get it.
Maybe they want to, you know, play Monopoly.
Either way, moral of the story is
he did not pass go.
Do not
go directly to jail.
Do not send a floozy, a side piece, if you will, because this guy married.
Yeah.
Has himself a wife. Do not send your side piece a video of you doing drugs while at work and then tell her that you're doing the drugs right before you're going to a meeting and send it to her when she has really nothing to lose by selling you
out. See, I always thought that he was single.
That's what we originally thought.
Yeah, that's the vibe that I got.
Nope.
Oof.
So here you go. Number three in the Friday Five. This is the former offensive line coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, babe. Miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go? There's those big grains falling, but I miss you. I miss you a lot. What do you think? Crazy? No, babe. It's going to be a while before we can do this again. Because I know you're going to keep that baby.
What?
I think about you when I do it. I think about how much I miss you, how high we got together, how much fun it was. So much fun. The last little bit before I go to my meeting. I wish I was looking this.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. She called into a radio show this week, and she said that she felt like he had used her as a cocaine platter.
She also said she did this to protest the injustice that is currently happening in the NFL, which there are plenty of people who are currently protesting what they believe to be injustices in the NFL and outside the NFL. But what you did was not for that. It was to get your name out and to make a buck off of TMZ.
Yeah.
Let's just have some real talk here.
Yeah, let's just call it what it is. There's plenty of people.
It was a money play. It was really dumb on his part.
Yes.
Maybe the stupidest thing we've seen from an NFL coach in quite some time.
Ever?
Maybe?
Ever? As far as an NFL coach?
I mean, can remember.
You get all these college coaches that seem to get caught up in scandals.
There's so many more college coaches.
Right.
Yes.
But as far as an NFL coach, I mean, this guy was reportedly making $2.5 million a year.
I mean, $2.5 million a year. Very good at his job.
Very good
well
at his job.
Well respected within the league. And just.
But to shoot that video yourself while at work and then send it to somebody, what a moron.
The audio is so creepy. The video is creepy as well.
Yeah.
It's like his sexy time video.
Yeah, he's trying to be all sexy with her.
Don't try to be sexy with the stripper model.
Yeah. So number two in the Friday Five is Kim Jong-un has an ex-girlfriend that is a pop star over in North Korea. And she has a single, and it is a hot track. I see how he got roped into that one.
Oh, yeah.
How could you turn that down?
Like the sweet serenade right there.
Siren.
What makes this
number... It's unfortunate that her microphone has power, unlike 95% of that country.
What makes this number two in the Friday Five, though, is the liberties that Ian took with this track. Because, you know, sometimes in order for a track to really blow up, you have to do a club remix. And that's exactly what happened with that hot jam. Now, featuring the one and only Mahoney, it's even hotter.
Broke Mac Pound.
It's dope.
Tell me you just don't want to go dance right now.
No, I'm dancing right now.
Broke Mac Pound.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
Number one in the Friday Five is coming up next. What could possibly be
Broke Mac Pound?
You'll find out in just a moment.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What could possibly be the club remix of Kim Jong-un's ex-girlfriend featuring DJ Mahoney?
I'll be spinning at Hakkasan this weekend. Broke Mac Pound. Broke Mac Pound. I mean, not actually inside the club. I got a part-time job outside the club with one of those signs. I got tricks, though.
That is a hot track.
Oh, man. Woo. I'm sizzling over here.
Oh, man. Broke Mac. Broke Mac Pound. See, this is why you can't be a DJ.
That's too much.
You gotta have timing, Dave.
I had the timing there in the first one. Yeah, I screwed it up on the second one.
No, you just kind of got a little bit excited.
I got too excited.
So what's the number one clip?
Number one, and the reason why it makes number one is because this guy is just, he sounds like such a sweetheart. It's a Wisconsin man who almost drives into a tornado. And the way that he reacts with his little Wisconsin accent is just great.
And if you're asking, how do you almost drive into a tornado?
Like, don't you see it?
Well, it's raining incredibly hard, and, it comes out of nowhere.
Wisconsin, there's a lot of tornadoes.
Yeah.
So here you go. Number one of the Friday Five, a sweet little Wisconsin man, very much surprised by a tornado.
There's a f***ing tornado by me. Oh my f***ing God. Oh my God, it's a f***ing tornado. A f***ing tornado just came right through here. Holy f***. Oh f***, there's a f***ing tornado by me. Oh my f***ing God. Oh my God, it's a f***ing tornado. Tornado just came right through here. Holy f***.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I wish there was like a club remix of that.
I mean, it'd be hard, but I think you could probably add this in.
Broke Mac Pound.
Yeah.
God dang, I love that.
I'm back, baby.
Stop remixing Judah and the Lion. Let's just enjoy this fine song, baby.
All right. Here's Suit and Jacket on X107.5.
Broke Mac Pound.
Yes.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So they don't take too kindly to having marijuana plants if you live in Nye County. You know, around the state, marijuana is becoming more and more accepted. It's being regulated. It's being taxed, all that good stuff. But that doesn't mean that just willy-nilly, whoever feels like having a bunch of weed can have weed. In fact, they're pretty strict about it. There was a whole lot of marijuana that was recently destroyed in Nye County after the authorities found nearly 2,400 marijuana plants. 2,385, to be exact. The plants were transported in about a dozen helicopter flights to an undisclosed location.
Oh.
And they burned it.
Oh, man.
The raid took place on September 29th, led by the U.S. Forest Service and Sheriff's Office, with assistance from the DEA and the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, and Nevada game wardens occupied in a mountainous area of Railroad Valley, about 250 miles north of Las Vegas. Railroad Valley. During the raid, authorities encountered two people who fled on foot, and they took the almost 2,400 marijuana plants and destroyed them.
Oh.
Doesn't that seem like a bad business to be in, though? Like, why would you take the risk?
Well, I mean, at this point, you know, it's so readily available.
If anyone wants to just go to a dispensary and legally buy it.
You can get it cheaper, but at this point, why are, you know.
It's not worth it.
At that, yeah, it's just absolutely not. You're going to do probably prison time for having that much marijuana with you. We were talking about earlier this morning, the rainy day fund. You know,
which is garbage. So basically, we were talking about how much money that they've raised in Colorado, and $1 billion in just eight months in marijuana sales is huge money. And so year to date, the sales are up 21% from the first 8 months of 2016, when they had $846 million in sales. And that means that this year's cumulative sales equate to more than $162 million in taxes and fees for Colorado, which is big money.
Huge money. I mean, in 8 months, it exceeded everything that they were possibly thinking that they were going to raise. And not just that's just the financial aspect of it. Think about all the money that they've saved by not having to incarcerate people and the less amount of police work that they can spend on that particular, you know,
subject. Police marijuana, which is a ridiculous idea to begin with. But, you know, you were talking about the concept, which is what we all thought it was going to be, with marijuana, you know, being legal, all the tax money, or at least a lot of it, would go directly to the schools and the education here in Las Vegas.
The bill initially proposed was a special 10% tax on recreational marijuana here in Nevada, and the revenue would go to the state's public education fund, which we all agreed. That is what we were about. That's, you know, we feel that, like,
yes, makes a lot of sense.
Needs, you know, one of the biggest problems here in Nevada about our schools is that they're severely underfunded.
Well, that was one of the stories that just came out over the past couple of months, is that they had how much of a shortfall this year?
I think it was like
$20
million. No, it was like $80 million. It was a monstrous amount of money that, you know, our schools are getting behind in. There's hiring freezes. There's all sorts of things that can be solved by just getting more money. We can get more teachers. We could reduce classroom size, things like that. And, you know, things were going on during that time. And I'll admit I was not keeping up with it as probably as much as I should, because I'm like, hey, this is going to go to the schools. This is great. But back on in June, State Representative Julie Ratty was the bill's sponsor, and now it's going to go to a rainy day fund.
Well, so it's a rainy day fund, and they are going to distribute some of the money to schools, but it's
there's
not
a big difference between some and all.
Well, and it's not schools necessarily here in Las Vegas. So, like, you'd think that the tax revenue raised from people here in Las Vegas,
would
go to schools in Las Vegas. Instead, they have this complicated algorithm with how they're going to distribute funds to schools all around the state, and it doesn't mean that any of the money is going to end up with the schools here in Las Vegas. Now, sure, some of it probably will, but again, it's very complicated, very convoluted, and I just hate when politicians at the last minute introduce something that changes the narrative for how they've been pushing this entire thing to us, the people that put them in the office in the first place and push these things through. The last minute changes always seem very dirty, and a lot of times we find out they are. They're so that they can profit on the back end. They've got some ulterior motive. Somebody is basically buying them off, and as a result, what they promise doesn't happen, and it's dirty. I hate it.
When you are a politician, your job is to make the constituents who you represent, their lives and their community better. And I don't feel like this is making our community better. It's a bait and switch, and nobody was more vocal about it than you and I, but this is something like I will get out and I'm going to canvass against every single person who, if they don't...
You say these things, but you're pretty lazy.
I got a lot of free time, Dave. I got a lot of free time, and the money needs to go to the schools.
I agree.
Because I'm with you. That is going to help our community. Look, you know, we've been talking about how good our community
is. We love Las Vegas, and, you know, more doctors, more hospitals, more medical schools, and more regular schools are all very important to making our community stronger for years and decades to come. So I agree. Like, making sure that the tax revenue that was promised to go to the schools is going to go to the schools, that is absolutely crucial.
And you know the one investment, like, that always pays off? Education. Like, putting your money in, putting more money into education. No politician ever is like, oh, we dumped way too much money into education.
Our kids are too smart.
And our community is worse off now because of that. That has never happened.
Never happened.
Smart
ever.
Kids.
All right. So, sorry for getting preachy, but, you know, it's one of those things that's been bugging me for months.
All right. Now. So one final thing here. And this one, a little less serious. Sylvia, you can help out on this one. It was you watch the novellas.
Oh, I do.
Yes, you love the Mexican soap operas. Mm-hmm. And this is real life drama spilling onto a red carpet.
Yeah.
There was a reporter that was asking one of the stars of one of these novellas, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Mega actor.
A question.
He's a mega actor?
Is he a big deal?
No.
No?
He's trying to make it in Hollywood, but I think he's only made that one movie with Demi Moore, the stripper movie.
The one movie with Demi
Striptease, like Striptease, 25 years ago that took place at Cheetah's?
Fame?
Yeah, no, but he tried to make it in Hollywood, and I think he was like the bouncer or something.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Like if you were the bouncer.
I was the bouncer in Striptease 25 short years ago. Well,
It was either Striptease or Showgirls.
Whatever it was. Doesn't matter.
But, either. You
know. He was on a red carpet. He was being interviewed, and he didn't like the question that the interviewer asked him, so he just slapped the interviewer in the face. While cameras were rolling.
Eso es mierda. Eso lo dicen ustedes para que la gente se meta en lo que no les importa. Pero el preocupado eres tú, brother. Ve tú y tú dile lo que le tengas que decir.
Bueno, nada más de recordar, la prensa somos el vin entre el...
No, tú eres el puro tú no eres el vin de nada, brother. ¿Eh? Y ya no me falta respeto.
No te falta en ningún momento. Madre.
So he just walloped him right in the face because he thought the, quote, question was disrespectful to his son and his family.
And if you're not as bilingual as I am, the question that he was asking him was why his son had set up a GoFundMe page
for his car.
He saw you read People, huh?
No.
People website.
Sylvia,
people,
this is why when it's salty or sexy with Sylvia every week is because I'm quickly learning that beautiful language.
Oh.
So...
But yeah, basically...
She tipped you off. I heard her reading that to you yesterday.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
I was the one who put that story in there.
But basically, like what Mahoney said, that the actor and his son don't have like the greatest of relationships, and the reporter was just asking a question about him. He was like, well, you know, why don't you go ask my son if you're so concerned about her? Why don't you give him money for whatever he needs?
The quality moment, though, was the face slap.
Oh, man, it was awesome.
It's like a short distance... Right in the face.
I mean, if the guy was, like, getting in his face or, like, spitting water, like that one clown we see from France who, like, hugs Will Smith's, nether regions and kisses Tom Cruise or whatever. Yeah. Like, if you're just like, hey, why's your son got a GoFundMe page up and then you slap the dude?
That's a pretty good question. I'm not saying the guy deserved to be slapped. I'm just saying as far as the quality of the slap in short range, pretty good.
No, that's why he's in novellas.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Your chance to win some tickets to go see Arcade Fire coming up. Also, that gift card for Aces and Ales on the way. Beer for breakfast as well. More top stories, and we're going to be checking the blooper reel. If you missed that earlier, blooper reel is coming up, plus voicemails on the way, too.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
If you're at least 21 years old, you want to come drink some beer with us on Sunday, the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party is going to be happening at Aces and Ales. We got a $50 gift card for you and a custom Dave and Mahoney Aces and Ales growler. It goes to you if you're calling number 10 right now. Good luck, X107.5.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Hey, Jason, congratulations to you, man. You call number 10. You're going to join us out at Aces and Ales on Sunday, 2801 North Tenaya. Have a little bit of beer, watch a little bit of football, maybe have some food. They have a great menu over there. Maybe do a little gambling. We'll have a good time.
Definitely, man. Sounds like a great time.
Mahoney, what's the featured beer this week?
This week, we'll be drinking the Perry Artisan Ales Imaginary Friends IPA, which is what we are drinking right now, and we'll be reviewing in just about a half hour, a fantastic 7% IPA.
And ironically, it's called Imaginary Friends, and Mahoney just cheers himself.
Because, Dave, I would cheers you, but our arms aren't long enough. Also, our engineer, Tracy Teagarden, would not appreciate us holding open containers.
You could cheers me.
Sylvia, you're not drinking. You take two sips every week. Sips every week.
It'd be
you
nice
waste
if you
so much beer.
Me.
No, it wouldn't. It'd be nice if you drank the beer.
Jason, congratulations to you, man. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Sunday, okay?
Don't.
You too. X107.5 rocks, man. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, brother.
You rock, brother. Don't give us the sad face, Sylvia.
So a foldable iPhone is in the works for 2020.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, me neither.
Apple is reportedly partnering with LG to create a foldable display for upcoming generations of iPhones. Not set for production until 2020, though, so it's going to be a while.
Why, though?
I don't know, man.
Why would you need your phone to be bendy?
I mean, if you can fit it in your pocket better, or maybe it goes in your wallet. I don't know how I feel. I feel like that's an easier way to... Not that our phones are super strong as they are now, because you drop it once and the screen breaks and it's $150 to fix at the store and you got to wait 2.5 hours for. But I feel like bending it is just going to lead to breaking it quicker.
I wonder if there's like a, you know... Oh, I got a brain fart. I can't find
the word.
Seems
to happen a lot. I know. What are you looking for?
No, I'm just saying
like a hinge?
No. Like if there's like a...
Let's see how long this takes.
What are you trying to explain? You're holding your hands together in a V form.
She's clapping. What are you? Hold on. What is it?
I don't know.
Move
on. No. What?
We're staying
here. Not going to stay right here. It's going to take a long time.
What are you trying to say? Let's figure this out.
Not a deadline.
A release date?
No.
What are you talking about?
If there's like a level of bendiness, a level of bendiness.
Like a hinge?
No. I already said hinge. You mean like it can't bend any further? Like,
yeah.
Like a breaking point.
There you go. Jesus.
Okay.
I mean, maybe there will be. I don't know. I just don't need anything that I'm going to pay $1,000 for over the course of, you know, however many months.
Shut up, Sylvia.
Shut up, Sylvia. I would if you wouldn't put me on the spot.
Shut up, Sylvia. Shut up, Sylvia.
I would be happy if Apple could just make a charge cord that doesn't fray at the end.
Yeah.
How many charge cords do you think you've broke?
Oh, 1,000.
Like, stop trying to pull the American car maker stuff from the 1970s and 80s where you don't make a good quality product so it breaks so we buy more. Stop that, because there will come a day where we say, enough. Today is not that day.
But one day,
we will get there. Broke Mac Pound.
Yeah. Oh.
So the world's most expensive house has hit the market.
How much?
Guess. It's a house.
A house?
Yeah.
$250 million.
A lot of money for a house.
I mean, isn't Bill Gates' house only like worth like $70 million or something like that? $100 million in Seattle, which prices are ridiculous anyway.
$417 million. And I'm leaving off the $795 beyond that. So I'm leaving off almost $1 million, but $417 million. It is a house in the south of France that comes 14 bedrooms, 18,000 square foot estate.
Uh-huh.
It was once owned by Belgian King Leopold II, who bought the glorious patch in 1904 using loot from the Congo.
Oh.
Property still has one of the most beautiful gardens in Europe with over 15,000 plants and 20 special greenhouses. The palatial home even features a ballroom, an Olympic-sized swimming pool, and stables for up to 30 horses.
Isn't I wonder if you
nice?
Could use the ballroom like, you know, Belle and the Beast. Hmm? Beauty and the Beast.
For $410 million.
What?
I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm just going to have my chips. No, don't you do it!
Shut up, Sylvia.
There's got to be what? Maybe like 100 buyers in the world who would be in that market.
Why would you want a house that big?
And well, no, I mean, I
to recreate Beauty and the Beast.
I can understand wanting a house that big, but if you're going to spend $400 million on a house, wouldn't you just rather build your own from scratch?
Yeah, like because you could almost buy any plot of land that you want and almost build anything that you want. And for $400 million,
yeah,
it's insane. A 40-year-old man was arrested after becoming so frustrated that he couldn't get out of his bill at a Pittsburgh restaurant. He called in a bomb threat.
Oh.
This guy's my spirit animal. Barry Clapperton attempted to leave the Promanti Brothers restaurant multiple times without paying for his meal. Another person is said to have eventually just paid the man's bill because they were tired of having to deal with it. It was said to be a sandwich with double meat. The Associated Press reports that police were led to the restaurant when a bomb threat came in.
Mm-hmm.
The man tried to flee the scene but was shot with a stun gun and arrested for threats to use a weapon of mass destruction, public drunkenness, and false identification to police.
Just pay for your sandwich.
Yeah. Just pay for your double meat sandwich.
Well, did they give him the double meat or not?
Oh, he got the double meat. And then, you know, tried to call on the bomb threat, got tased in the process, lied to cops about who he was, and was hammered. But, you know, got the double meat.
See, I thought you were going to say he's going to get the double meat now that he's going to jail.
Get it.
Oh, I get it.
Nah, yeah. You totally missed it.
Yeah.
God dang it!
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Broadcasting from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What?
Nothing. What?
Shut up, Sylvia.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Night number two of Holiday Havoc is sold out, as I'm sure you know. That one features the Killers. Night number one, though, still some tickets available, and that is going to be a sick show. Mm-hmm. Wednesday, December 6th, five bands, Mondo Cosmo, New Politics, Portugal the Man, Rise Against, and this band from the UK, yes. Royal Blood. Love it. Lights out.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
October 22nd over at Mandalay Bay Event Center. We've got a show with Arcade Fire. We'd love to send you to that show for free. Your chance to win those tickets coming up next, and beer for breakfast also on the way.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Beer for breakfast is coming up here shortly. Mahoney's just cheers himself again, getting ready for his imaginary friend's beer.
Aww.
It's all right, man. It's all right. Uh-huh. I'll cheers you for real here in a second. Uh-huh. But right now, let's give away some tickets to Arcade Fire. They're coming to Mandalay Bay Event Center October 22nd. If you are caller number 10, you are going for free. Good luck.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Mitch is joining us from Summerlin. Hey, Mitch. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. Caller number 10, Arcade Fire, October 22nd, Mandalay Bay Event Center. Congratulations to you.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped.
What you up to today?
Just working a little bit.
All right. Well, enjoy your weekend, man. We appreciate you making us a part of your workday.
Thank you. You guys, too. Good job beating Mahoney.
That's aww. Right. Just a reminder, in case anyone forgot, I kicked your ass.
I hope Mahoney. You have to work this weekend, Mitch.
Take it back. That's so mean. Mitch, enjoy your weekend. Thanks again, brother. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Beer for Breakfast is coming up right after this. Mahoney and I will put our differences aside and cheers our beers and try to thoroughly review this fine product for you that we'll be enjoying on Sunday at Aces and Ales.
As friends.
Yeah. Here's Rooster, Allison Chains.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we'll sample it on Friday. We'll give you a little review of it. If you're interested in craft beer and you want a thorough review of a fine beer that maybe is something that you think you would enjoy, and you can enjoy it this weekend at a local pub, how about Aces and Ales on Sunday? That's a good time to do so. Mahoney is furiously reaching over, pouring himself another glass right now that he's handing to Sylvia to also sample out of a custom.
Do you need any more? Anybody need a little quick refresher?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Yeah. Ian, I actually brought Ian. I feel so bad.
Ian has plowed through the majority of his.
Yes.
I feel so bad that I haven't brought Ian into the beer for breakfast review before.
Today's the day, though, because I'm so happy you guys are back in studio.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
Yes.
It is.
So we've
been out of studio for the last, you know, 4 months or so on Fridays. And so it's nice to be back in studio to be able to enjoy beer with friends all together. So here we are, Mahoney. Let's take it away.
Today's beer for breakfast, we are featuring the Prairie Artisan Ales Imaginary Friends IPA. The Imaginary Friends IPA from Prairie Artisan Ales has 7% alcohol by volume, is being served today from a beautiful custom growl that was generously donated to us by our friends over there at Aces and Ales. And the interesting thing about Prairie Artisan Ales, they were recently bought by another brewery, and they're still this, what they are referred to as a gypsy brewer, which is they use other people's equipment to brew their stuff. They don't have their own building, which there's
seems
a lot of people who have
cheap, like, just invest, you guys. I mean, it's really good beer.
Well, you know, maybe they can't. Maybe they just choose to be gypsy brewers.
Yeah, I mean, it's not everybody, you know, the equipment, Dave, to make
beer. Expensive?
Is very expensive. I know. If you're doing it on a national level. They're in 25 states. Been in Las Vegas for just over 2 years, but they've been it's not super readily available, but they're working on that to get more into the market, because when they come in,
well, we're happy
everybody
to,
buys it
we're,
out.
We're happy to support them because it is fine beer.
Yes, it is, and it will be featured this Sunday out at Aces and Ales when we are there for the Silver and Black Uncensored Tailgate Party.
Starting at noon this week.
That's right. every category that we judge the beer for breakfast that we drink on is look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Those five categories are what we always judge these on. So let's get into it. Actually, let's cheers. It's nice cheers. To be back in studio. Cheers, cheers to you, Sylvia.
Cheers. Cheers, cheers Dave. Ian.
Cheers to myself.
Cheers to you.
And again. Okay. All right. Keep cheers to myself.
Yeah.
The first category, which is the look. Dave, I'll let you go with this one.
It's like a blonde gold, if you mm-hmm. will. So yeah, it's nice and clear. There's a little bit of carbonation floating around in there, but a pretty clean looking drink.
Yep. There's a little bit of haze going on in there. It's not completely clear, I would say, but it's not like your New England style.
Right. It's not really
hazy.
Cloudy or anything like that.
Yeah. Sure. Just a little bit in there. Like I said, I think it pours a somewhat hazy corn yellow, lots of tiny effervescent carbonation bubbles, making a light and fluffy head. Got about two fingers with a decent pour. There's an ample amount of lacing down the side of the glass. What are you laughing at, Sylvia?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
She can't handle it when you say two fingers.
Well, because that's how you measure it.
No, I know.
Two fingers, your index finger and your middle finger next to each other, and that's two fingers. Two fingers.
Two people. Fingers. Right,
sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less, but, you know, with a standard
sometimes
pour.
There's a third one. Yeah, anyway, so this is the two fingers.
A decent amount ahead. The next category in beer for breakfast, which is the smell. That's all. Okay.
Yeah, so when you poured this, my glass was sitting a full arm's length away from me, and I could smell it. It's got a lot of citrus tones, almost like a grapefruit. You get some orange in there as well.
It smells very, very pretty.
Nice sweetness, some floral scents too. It's good. Yes. I mean, it's very inviting.
Floral scents.
Yes.
It smells really, really pretty.
You do like the smell of this?
Yes.
Okay. In my opinion, and actually one of the things that Sylvia said too after we had poured these beers, she walks into the room. She's like, "This room smells so delicious."
Did I say that?
You did.
I think I thought I said it smells really good.
I think you said delicious.
Oh, okay.
Was the word.
Okay.
I think this is a pretty inviting nose. Lots of hops. There's some melon in there, too, that I'm picking up. Citrus, like you pointed out, Dave. A little bit of light malt sweetness peeking through as it starts to warm up. My favorite category in beer for breakfast, which is the taste. Let's all cheers again.
Cheers one more
time. Take a big old drink of the Prairie Artisan Ales, Imaginary Friends. IPA.
I wanted to smell the melon, so I put my whole nose in the... Bless you.
You wanted to smell the melons?
Broke Mac Pound! Are you getting any other scents besides the melons, Sylvia?
I really wanted to smell it.
Ian, what are you thinking of this beer?
So I'm at the end of my glass here, but definitely, when in terms of taste, I got almost a little bit of a bitterness towards the back end of it.
But it's not bad, right?
Like no.
It's not overwhelming, that bitterness.
Oh,
but
it's definitely fantastic.
There. Yeah, it hangs out.
Mm-hmm. Sylvia, is this a beer that you like?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm not usually like a craft beer drinker. But if you're like me, like, you'll appreciate this because it's not like it doesn't kick you in the mouth with that bitterness.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's sweet and it smells pretty. Yeah.
So for the non-craft beer drinker and the non-IPA fan traditionally, this is palatable for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as an IPA drinker, Dave, you've come over to the dark side and become quite the fan of IPA. I would say
love
that's
IPAs.
Your craft beer of choice.
I almost exclusively drink IPAs. I love IPAs.
What do you think?
It's what good. I mean, it's something that seems sessionable to me. What's the alcohol content?
It's 7%.
Oh, so.
I mean, it's got.
Got to be careful.
It's not like 10 or 12, but 7 still.
That's,
you know,
that's pretty stout. If you have three or four of these, you're going to be feeling it for sure.
Oh, yeah.
It's like almost two Bud Lights.
Yeah.
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 It's good. It goes down really easy, but it's a very robust flavor. Like you said, there is definitely some bitterness on the end, but I've actually come to like that a lot with my beers, having that little bit of a kick to remind me that I'm drinking 7% alcohol by volume.
In case
booze.
You forget.
Yeah, in case you're just like pounding away. But yeah, no, so it's something that I could see as not an everyday drinker, but something where if you were sitting around watching, say, the baseball game tonight, you're watching the ALCS or you're watching football on Sunday, it's just a nice, easy drinking beer. But it's got a lot of texture to it.
And I agree with you 100%. I think this IPA is absolutely fantastic. Lots of layers to peel back here. A lot of fruit esters up front. Mm-hmm. You know, your traditional, like you said, grapefruit. But I also feel like I'm picking up some like peach, little bit of apricot, you know, that's yeah, sure. kind of coming off the nose.
Definitely peach.
Yeah, it's that's in there. A little bit of, not a lot, but there's a tiny hint of spice in there. A little bit of sweet and bready malts kind of back that out. And the hops at the end and kind of throughout the whole beer are pretty consistent. Nice, grassy, earth-like hops that give a nice mouthfeel, give it a nice flavor. The finish has a nice dry hop linger that kind of tickles the tip of your tongue so for like, a little bit, but it's a pretty dry finish
so
overall.
It's like earth in your mouth?
Kind of.
Okay.
I mean, hops and malts are and water are all from the earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
totally. I mean, yeah. you know.
Big mouthful of earth.
Mouthful of earth. Right there. It's medium bodied. I would say this is kind of like velvet-like. This is a very easy, smooth drinking mouthfeel on the beer. The drinkability at 7% alcohol by volume. This is an incredibly easy to drink IPA, even though you might not realize that it's 7% alcohol by volume. It's available on draft in 4 packs of cans throughout the Las Vegas Valley, but it will be featured this Sunday at Aces and Ales. I would say this is a great meal IPA. Mm-hmm. It doesn't overpower and it accents very, very nicely. The guys I'd never had before yesterday, anything from Prairie Artisan Ales, and was very impressed with the selection that they brought in. They have a stout that you're not traditionally a huge stout guy.
No, not huge.
They have a 13% stout called Prairie Bomb. And it is unreal how good it is. They actually brew with some ancho chilies, vanilla. It's just so good. That one is their biggest selling one. I think they will have some of that out at Aces and Ales this Sunday as well. But overall, from Prairie Artisan Ales, the Imaginary Friends IPA, Dave, can I get a drum roll?
Broke Mac Pound.
That's not a drum roll.
Oh, sorry about that. Drop the bass.
I give the Imaginary Friends IPA a very solid 4.1 out of 5 on Mahoney's Beer Scale of Supremacy. Ooh.
Broke Mac Pound.
Beer for breakfast.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So we have some tickets for Adam Sandler's mini residency that he is doing over the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. You can win those if you hang with us. And if you've been paying attention, know the show is coming up next.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Here's today's question for Know the Show. If you know the answer, 702-791-1075.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
Students at the Quince Orchard High School were stung by bees. None of them, thankfully, with life-threatening injuries.
All I can think of is the last scene of...
What happened?
You know, Macaulay Culkin?
No, I've never seen him.
You never saw him?
What?
Nope.
What movie were we talking about? It had to do with bees and Macaulay Culkin.
I mean, we're just giving it away at that point, man. You don't even have to know.
Sylvia wouldn't have gotten it.
Still wouldn't get it.
Yeah. Still right now? You don't remember?
I forgot.
You really don't remember? Right now.
We were talking about it like an hour ago.
I know.
Literally 1 hour ago, Sylvia.
What? I'm moving on to the next thing.
What do you mean you're moving on to the
There's
next
no
thing?
Moving on from that movie. That is,
I'm moving
that has
on
deep
to like beer for breakfast.
Emotional scars that we've all
set
been
on
left
beer
with.
For breakfast.
Yes.
Sylvia. Thank God it's Friday, Dave. Thank God.
We get 2 days off. Just kidding.
Oh,
we love you. We're
no,
joking.
You don't.
We do.
No,
you're the
don't.
Best. You're the best. X107.5, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's your name?
Layla.
Hey, Layla, what is the correct answer?
My girl?
My girl is right. You're the best. Around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best around. Thank you for listening this morning, Layla.
Always.
Better than Sylvia, at least.
Better.
Yeah. How could you forget, Sylvia?
No, you know, I'm moving on to the next thing. I got stuff. Yeah. I got stuff.
Had you ever seen My Girl before, Layla?
Yes, and recently just watched it with my 6-year-old daughter, who is traumatized.
Oh, why would you do that?
No, don't do that.
Why would you do that? You knew.
I'm gonna call CPS on you. What is wrong with you?
Every kid has to watch that movie, I think. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah,
you gotta go through it.
Teaches you to stay away from them damn bees, tell you that much.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. All right, Layla. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend and enjoy Adam Sandler. He's doing his mini residency over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. Tickets are on sale. CosmopolitanLasVegas.com, November 10th, 17th, and then January 27th. You're going for free.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.